The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC 2.
And good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to you from the road again, up the road to Connell. The Lady Hawks at 1-10, taking on a Connell Eagle team that is 2-10. In Connell, and this is a Lady Eagle team that we played very, very close for three quarters back in College Place, but then we kind of fell apart in the fourth quarter back on December 19th to the tune of 58-44, and the Lady Hawks coming off a loss to Cashmere after being on the road up there last Saturday. In this pregame, we'll take a look at both the Cashmere and the Connell game from earlier this season. We'll also take a look at the standings in the SCAC as we have some potential playoff implications. Yeah, even tonight. Lady Hawks trying to get their way into that sixth and final playoff spot, and it is still possible for us, but a win tonight against Connell is almost absolutely critical for that to happen. And, of course, we'll have the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action as the Lady Hawks up here in Connell, getting ready to take on the Lady Eagles in SCAC 1A basketball action. We'll be back with more from Connell. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley?
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Lady Hawks coming off of a tough road loss. You got to travel 3.5 hours to go up to Cashmere only to get beaten to the tune of 46-25. And the difficulty with that game from last Friday is we could not get our offense going, particularly in the first quarter. We get outscored 15-2, then outscored 14-2 back at College Place in December. And then we played them a little bit more closely throughout the rest of the game, but still end up losing by 21. Lady Hawks paced by 6 points from Lou Weaver and 6 points from Ellie Andrews. The difficulty is we had difficulty stopping Tally Lyons and Ledesma, all of them scoring in double digits against us. So that put us at 1-10 in eighth place in the SCAC, and it is the top six teams that actually qualify for playoffs. However, so we're in eighth place, and we're playing seventh place Connell tonight. And back on December 19th, we hosted them back home, and for three quarters, we were largely in control of that game. We were up 15-10 after one, up 30-19 at halftime. The problem is that then our offense proceeded to go cold. We had 5 points from Charlie Amick in the first half. She scores 2 points in the second half. We had 7 points from Ayala Bryant in the first half. None in the second. 6 points from Ellie Andrews in the first half. Three in the second. 6 points from Emma Niemeyer. She did score five in the second half. But the difficulty is that we fell off offensively. We were still leading by two after three quarters of play, 40-38, but then we got outscored 18-6 in the fourth quarter, and the Eagles ended up running away from us, 58-44, although it was a 14-point loss that really was not as close as that. Now, we do have some advantages. Back on the 19th, we did have Lou Weaver back. That was her first game back from her knee injury, and she was on limited time. And furthermore, we were without the services of Rahima Durand, who had suffered a shoulder injury earlier in the month. Different things for us tonight. Lou Weaver is more at full strength than she was back on December 19th, and we do have the services of Rahima Durand. We have her back in the lineup. She is going to be starting the game on the bench. So what the Lady Hawks need to do to keep things under control tonight, well, the difficulty is they being Connell, ended up having four players, getting in double digits. They had Bradley Klingler with 11 points. They had Marie Teabas Caro with 10 points. They had Marley Curtis with 15 points. They had Kaylee Shaw coming off the bench with 10 points. And clearly we need to find a way to prevent them from getting their offense going, as we did allow them to happen in the second half. It was a combination of us getting back in December, us getting cold in the second half, and Connell had made some adjustments. But again, being back to full strength, having Rahima back with us, having Lou Weaver at full strength, if we can get going offensively, and we've had difficulties the last two games at Garpal and Cashmere. I was even talking to Coach about this. It's like there's a lid on the bucket. Sometimes we're getting some decent looks. We're getting some decent shots off, and ball swirling halfway down. So if we can get some of those lucky bounces, control the Connell offense. We might be able to find a spot where we're actually playing ourselves. Then we would then flip. We would then be in seventh place behind Kybee, and Kybee would be our next opponent at home on Friday. So this is kind of a must-win game for us if we're looking to get into the playoffs. We're going to take another short break, and when we're back, we'll have the starting lineups back here from Connell as Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Eagles in a game that has playoff implications for us. So we'll be back with more from Connell. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live in Connell, where they actually they'll dim the lights for folks in doing starting lineups and announcing folks starting on the bench. Among the other shorthanded we had against Kashmir, not having Rahima Durand available, we also did not have Charlie Amick available, and it's good to see that she is back. She will be coming off the bench. So we'll have Charlie, Annie Watson, Rahima Durand, Harper Amick, Carly Ray, and CeCe Perks all available off the bench for us tonight. Coming off the bench for Connell will be Callie Jenks, Emma Western, Kaylee Shaw, Abby Morrell, and Alyssa Huber. Get to starting lineups here in just a second. There we go. Finish some notes up. So, starting for Connell is going to be number two, Adrian Knifton. Knifton was actually held scoreless. She did not score against us back on December 19th. They are also going to start Briley Klingler. Klingler with 4 points over the course of the game. They're also going to start at guard number four, Marie Caro. Now, Caro ended up, Tyabas Caro ended up putting up 10 points against us back in December. They're also going to start number five, Marley Curtis. Now, Curtis put 15 points up on us, and she is the one we probably need to watch out for. Both Tyabas Caro and Curtis were the ones shooting threes as well. Each of them had two of them. For us, we had Ayala Bryant and Ellie Andrews. with Ayala with two, and Ellie Andrews with three three-pointers. So we need some shooting from Ellie in this game. And finally, rounding things out will be number 20, Charlotte Zimmer, for Connell. Zimmer with 8 points against us back in December. For the Lady Hawks, they're going to start the senior guard number two, Bertukin Durand, as well as the guard forward, the junior number three, Ayala Bryant. And then the redhead quarterback, the senior, we're trying to get her into the playoffs for her senior season, number five, Lucinda Weaver. And finally, we'll also have the senior guard, number 10, Ellie Andrews, from whom we had some excellent three-point shooting back in December. We need that from her again. And then rounding things out will be the forward, number 21, Emma Niemeyer. So the Lady Hawks in road blacks. It's really good-looking road uniform with that orange numbering stepping up. Bryant stepping into the center circle, and Connell now coming out in their home whites with purple trim. And Bryant will be stepping in against Marley Curtis. Lady Hawks going to be moving from left to right as we sit here behind the scorer's table. And the ref checking to make sure all the refs are ready to go. There's the whistle. And there's the ball, and it ends up being tipped to Charlotte Zimmer. Zimmer will turn around and feed Tyabas Carroll. Then giving on the right to Knifton. Knifton now at the top to Zimmer. Zimmer on the left to, that is Marley Curtis for three. That ends up being touching not even rim. And Bertukin Durand will take down the long rebound. She's now going to come up the left. She'll hand Ayala at the top. Swing on the right to Emma Niemeyer. Trying to dribble past. Ends up putting the ball on the deck. Somehow Lou Weaver comes up with it. She'll kick off to Ayala. Bryant at the top with, that is Curtis coming out on her. We've got 12 on the shot, but she's going to drive into the key, kick out to Bertukin Durand. She fakes, kicks out to Ellie Andrews. Now she'll step back for three off the front of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound, and then they've got a foul on the floor, I believe. Yeah, that foul is going to be on Adrian Knifton. That'll be her first personal. So we will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Ellie Andrews will. With, who is that? That is Klinger getting in her face. You gotta move, girls. Gotta move. Getting late. I'm gonna get out to Emma Niemeyer. Swing in the corner to Ellie Andrews. She pulls up for three again. That's gonna be long off the backboard, off the back of the rim. No good. And Carroll will come down with the rebound. She's gonna bring it up. Shouted by Durand. Crossing the timeline. Still coming up. Down the right wing. Now gonna pull back. Lost the handle under dribble. Somehow gathered it back in. Gonna feed to Klinger. Klinger kicks back out to Carroll. Lost the ball on the deck. Lou Weaver's going to pick it up. It's going to be booted. It's going to be picked back up by Klinger. Giving on the left to Knifton. Now to Carroll at the top of the arc for three. That is going to be no good. Scramble for the rebound is going to be brought down by, that was Charlotte Zimmer, who manages to hit from about 8 feet. And it's going to be 2-0 Connell. 6:36 to go in the first. Weaver's going to drive past Carroll, go into the key, going to kick out to Durand. She's going to put up from about 10. That drops in and out, no good. And I can't see who come down with the rebound. I guess that was Klinger. She's going to come driving all the way down. Her shot goes in and out, no good. But then who is that? That was Klinger again. Gets her own rebound, turns around, spins, and puts it in, making it 4-0 Connell. Weaver driving past Carroll again, drives into the key, feed to Niemeyer. She'll pull up for three. Banks it home! Emma Niemeyer, did you call glass, young lady? For the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, making it 4-3 Connell. Klinger now heading out. That's not to Knifton, and wanted to go down low, but back to Klinger, a give and go. And Niemeyer is going to tip it out of bounds. So Knifton will take it out baseline. 4-3 Connell, 5:50 to go in the first. Knifton ends up going long, tip by Durand. It's going to be brought back in by Marley Curtis, who then feeds it immediately to Lou Weaver. She's coming up with Caro in pursuit. Bounce pass down to Bertukin Durand. She's got to pull back out. She'll kick it out to Bryant for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Knifton will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Curtis. Curtis coming up the right wing. Then goes down low to Klinger. She's going to have to kick back out to, is that Knifton? Whoever it was for three ended up launching an air ball. And let's see, that arrow ball brought to you by Marley Curtis. So the Lady Hawks get the ball back. 5:22 to go in the first. 4-3 Connell. Lou Weaver being met by Caro at center circle. Left-handed dish to Emma Niemeyer deep on the left wing. Emma at the top to Ellie Andrews. Ellie working on the left. Has the ball tipped. It ends up being tipped in the backcourt. And with 14 seconds on the shot clock. Will come back up. Duran now has the ball on the right wing, working on Knifton. Dribbles into the key, kicks on the left wing down to Niemeyer. Head fakes, drives in, goes up, and ends up losing the ball. Klinger will come up with a loose ball. She'll then go up court to Curtis, and then we have a whistle. Uh-oh. Emma Niemeyer went down, and she's holding her left ankle. Charlie Amick will check in, but Emma is on the deck under the bucket, and she's not feeling. She almost the way she's holding her foot make it look like she rolled her left ankle. And Coach Julie Hill and Charlie Amick looking at her. So we're going to take an injury timeout with 4:51 to go in the first, and the Lady Hawks trail 4-3. We'll be back from Connell. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Emma Niemeyer was able to get off the court with some assistance, but she was putting some weight on that ankle. Caro then comes down the court, launches a three, no good. Niemeyer come down with the rebound. Amick has the ball in the corner right now. She's trying to drive across, now give to Ellie Andrews. Oh, she had the three, but instead she'll feed down low to Bryant. Then pull it from 10 and hits by Ella Bryant. With a little turnaround jumper from 10 feet right on the baseline, making it 5-4 College Place. As Curtis will come up, as Bertuk and Duran will cut her off. And we're doing a little two-man trap here. Now Curtis is going to hand out to Knifton. Quick swing around to Curtis. And then that was Caro, I believe, from the right wing, who ends up banking home a three. Making it 7-5, Connell. Weaver on the left wing to Charlie. Amick. Bounce pass to Andrews. Kick out to Bryant in the corner for three. Swirls in and out. No good. The lid on the bucket. Scramble for the loose ball. Lou Weaver ends up fighting Curtis for it. She manages to pull out and comes up court. Then feeds to Knifton, and then Knifton ended up traveling. 7-5 Connell, 3:36 to go in the first quarter. Emma Niemeyer on the head of the bench. She turned her left ankle, but I tell you what, she seemed to be making some progress even coming off the court, so we may yet see her as they're getting an ice pack for her. As Lou Weaver has the ball at the top. Feet on the right wing to Durand. We got to go with Bertukin because, and then, oh man, that was a foul. Ayala Bryant got body fouled, and there's no call. So Curtis will take up a loose ball and come up court to Knifton. Swing on the right then to Zimmer. Zimmer, I don't know what happened. Loose ball, and then Zimmer. No, that wasn't Zimmer. I beg your pardon. Marley Curtis gets the ball baseline, tries to put up reverse lay-in. Shot is no good. They're going to say she ended up getting fouled by Ella Bryant. So Bryant will pick up her first personal. And, sorry, that was Bradley Klinger to the line for two. She has one bucket right now, and she makes the first from the charity stripe. Checking in for the Eagles, Emma Westrand. And Knifton will go to the bench. Klinger, second free throw, hits that one as well. Making it 9-5 Connell, 3:10 to go here in the first. Connell on a little 4-0 run as Charlie Amick gives the ball in the corner to Bryant. Bryant, you end up going cross-court to Lou Weaver. Now in the corner to, that was Bertukin. Then goes into the key to Bryant, who immediately gets tied up. It ends up going on the deck, and we're going to have a jump. No, she got the ball loose. Feeds to Lou Weaver. And then we got a foul on the floor. That foul is going to be on Marie Tyabas Carroll. Raheema Duran is going to check in for her first action in well over a month, and she'll spell her sister Bertukin. Good to see Raheema back on the court. You got a big smile on her face as Lou Weaver takes it up baseline with a fresh 30. Feeds to Bryant in the right corner. Immediately gets picked up by three. Wanted to feed to Weaver and said it's going to be intercepted by Zimmer. She then goes up court to Caro, drives in. Now it's going to feed out to Curtis for three. That ends up being an air ball. And Raheema Durand is going to fight for the rebound. The ball ends up going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Raheema. And Emma Niemeyer behind the bench testing out that ankle. Zimmer, Zimmer getting the ball down low, and she managed to put a little foot move on Ella Bryant and then banked it home, making it 11-5 Eagles. Weaver going to drive into the key. Euro steps down, wanted to feed Bryant, does end up getting it in, kicks out to Ellie Andrews, drives into the key, feeds down low to Bryant, goes up and got blocked out of bounds by Zimmer. How is that not a foul? Connell. Connell's on a 7-0 run here. We're down 11-5. Bryant gets the ball on the right wing and hands the ball off to Carroll. And then gets tipped out of bounds by Ellie Andrews. So Carroll will inbound to Curtis. And Curtis dribbling around gives to 11. Now to Zimmer in the corner. Back out to, that was Westrand. Westrand crosses. Going to be the pass is going to be intercepted by Charlie Amick, who then gets push fouled by Molly Curtis. That'll be her first personal. Charlie Ray to check in for College Place. And she'll spell Ayala Bryant. So Amick will inbound to Lou Weaver. And the redhead. Give on the left wing to Rahima. Goes down low to Ellie Andrews. She's got to pull back out. Cross out Charlie at the top. Now to Lou Weaver on the right wing for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. And Carroll. No, Klinger will come down with the rebound, but then the pass is going to be intercepted. Then Lou Weaver's going to go on the deck for it. We have a foul? We do. And that foul is going to be on Emma Westrand. That'll be her first person. And we're going to be shooting fouls from here on out with 1:30 to go in the first quarter. That's their fourth team foul. So Lou Weaver will take it out baseline. Oh, got to move. Going to go long to Charlie. Charlie with Carroll coming out on her. Now she wants to drive in. She'll end up putting up a tough shot, almost drops home. Scramble for the rebound. Who wants it? It's going to end up being Carroll. Carroll driving right against Lou Weaver. Got tied up. Going to feed to Curtis, then to Klinger, then to Zimmer. No, sorry, that was Westrand down on the low block and was able to lay it up and in, making it 13-5 Connell. And it is a 9-0 run for Connell as Weaver drives into the key, feeds to Ellie, wants to go down low to Carly Ray, overshot the mark. Zimmer slaps the loose ball out of bounds, however. 53 seconds to go in the first. Lou, down low to Carly Ray, wanted to feed back to Weaver. It was a weak return pass, and Westrand will pick up the loose ball. Goes up court to Caro, who's got a chase to get it down. Then feed to Westrand, down low to Klinger. Klinger, drive into the key. Nice turnaround move, but shot ends up being no good, and Andrews will come down with the rebound. Lou Weaver bringing it up the right wing, now cheating towards the center. Now drives into the key. Nice bounce pass to Carly Ray, who manages to finish. Charlie Ray, brought to you by Charlie Amick. And the 9-0 run is now over. Lady Hawks trail 13-7. And Caro's sitting there calling for a foul. She's still calling for a foul. Now Westrand with the ball. Is the pass going to be stolen by Raheem and Duran with number 5 in pursuit? Goes up, gets blocked. Lou Weaver picks up the loose ball. She'll feed to Charlie Amick on the left wing for three. That ends up being an air ball. Rahima Duran almost goes out of bounds to get it in the first quarter, then comes to an end. Connell finishes on a 9-2 run, and the Lady Hawks trail 13-7 after one. We'll be back with a second from Connell. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Lady Hawks will have Bertukin and Raheema Durand out there to start the second with Lou Weaver, Charlie Amek, and Carly Ray in support. Weaver on the left to Bertukin. Wants to go down low. Pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Zimmer. Ayala Bryant to check in for the Lady Hawks as Weaver will take it out baseline, and Bryant will check in and spell Charlie Amek. So Weaver taking it out baseline. Ends up going long to Bertukin. Bertukin crossed to Raheema, lost the handle on the pass, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Lady Hawks. So Caro will inbound to Marley Curtis. Curtis is going to come up the right wing in a hurry with Lou Weaver draped all over her. And her pass is going to be intercepted by Raheema again. She's got two Eagles in pursuit. She's going to go up and makes it home! Raheema Durand with a steal and a bucket. As Westrand will come up with Raheema in pursuit. She then drives into the key. Nice bounce pass to Klinger. Then gets tied up by Bertukin. They're going to call a foul on Bertukin, though. That will be Bertukin's first personal. And that means Westrand will take it up baseline. And goes low to Klinger, whose lay-in goes in and out. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes down on the deck for it. Now turns around and feeds Westrand. She puts up a right-hand scoop shot. No good. Again, Klinger's going to come down with her. Goes up and got blocked. They're going to say she got fouled. Klinger taking advantage of her height down low. Getting repeated looks at the bucket as Bertukin quickly picks up her second personal. And Charlie Amek will spell Lou Weaver. So Westrand will take it out baseline. Ellie Andrews getting ready to check into Caro to, oh boy, that was Marley Curtis with a top of the arc, Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, making it 16-9 Connell. As Bertukin on the left wing to Charlie. Charlie to Carly Ray, top of the key to Ayala. Swing back out to Charlie, left wing three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Zimmer will come down with the rebound. She traveled. Give to Westrand. Westrand now to Curtis on the right wing. Thinks three, wants to go to Klinger, ends up with a loose ball. Carly Ray comes up with it. Then Zimmer reaches around, pokes it out, but she's going to get charged with a foul. Zimmer will pick up her first personal. So Ellie Andrews will check in for Bertukin Durand. So Andrews will give up court to Charlie Amek, who'll play quarterback for now, with Lou Weaver getting a breather. Charlie on left wing to Ellie. Almost has it stolen by Klinger. Going to feed to Ray at the top of the key. Now to Raheema. Drives into the key. Got away with the travel. Pass ends up getting tipped. Ends up going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Connell. So a 14 on the shot clock. Charlie Amick will take it out baseline. Nope. Rather, Bryant will take it out baseline. Going to go long to Ellie Andrews on the right wing. Tied up by Carroll. Now she'll give to Bryant. 9 on the shot clock. Wants to go in the key to Ray. It's going to be tipped by Zimmer. Stolen by Carroll. She's driving down the right lane. Pursued by Bryant. But nevertheless, Carroll is able to lay it up and in. She has 5 points. And we're doubled up at 18-9. 6:03 to go in the half. Charlie on the right wing to Ellie. With Carroll coming out on her. Lou Weaver getting ready to check back in. Ellie to Raheema. With Curtis all over her, back to Andrews on the right wing, goes down low to Carly Ray, back to Ellie, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Caro, and the Eagles getting their hands in the passing lanes. This is Lou Weaver to spell Raheema Durand. Raheema Durand, 2 steals and a bucket in her first game in over a month. First appearance in over a month, as Andrews wanted to give a line low to Bryant, taking too long. Pass ends up getting tipped, and then Zimmer and Andrews end up fighting for the loose ball. We got a jump ball with the possession arrow favoring Connell. 5:43 to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail 18-9. You've been outscored 14-4 since middle of the first quarter as Klinger has the ball up top. Goes down low to Westrand, who banked it home on the right block. Westrand now with 4 points, making it 20-9 as Weaver drives in, feeds to Ellie Andrews, drives baseline, kicks out to Bryant. One touch to Charlie. Great ball movement. But her shot goes off the back of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound, brought down by Klinger. Going to feed Curtis coming up the right wing. Reached around by Bryant. She'll step up for three off the front of the rim, no good. Then fight for the rebound. Klinger's going to end up with it. She puts it up. My gosh, she had two girls draped all over her. And still, she managed to put it away. Briley Klinger, and we're going to have a timeout with 4:53 to go in the first half. Lady Hawks trail here in Connell, 22-9. Back with more in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from Connell right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes good. Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, after what amounted to a 30-second timeout, they quickly got the ball to Charlie Amick on the right wing for a quick release three off the front of the rim, no good, and out of bounds. Now Westrand is back on the left wing for Connell. Feeds to 22 down low. Get the ball down low to Klinger, working off Bryant. And her shot is no good, but then this number 22, I'll get you her. That is Abby Morrell. Her putback is no good, and Bryant will come down with that rebound. So Lou Weaver driving into the key, kicks in the corner. No, to Ellie Andrews, who has to scramble to get the ball. And we're going to have a, it looked like a double dribble, and it took a while. But the thing is, the Connell coach called for double dribble, and then the ref called it. And that's not how that should work. The ref sees it, or it doesn't. As Curtis, the pass is going to be intercepted by Lou Weaver. He's got a drive against Curtis. Beautiful move to the bucket. Swirls halfway in and out. You got the lid on the bucket again. Is Lou Weaver, and then it's getting called for a foul, reaching around Curtis, trying to get the rebound. So, great move to the bucket by Lou Weaver, and that ball swirled halfway down in and then out. As Curtis will drive up, guarded by Amick, pokes at it. Gathers it back in. Going to feed to Klinger way out at the top. She's not going to be shooting. Tries to drive in. Lost the handle on the dribble. Somehow gathers it back in. Then gives to Caro on the right wing. She'll step back on the left wing for three. That ends up being an air ball. And Morrell will come down with the rebound to feed to Curtis. Drives into the key. Puts up a wild running scoop shot that's no good. And then Klinger gets the rebound. But you're going to get a shot clock violation because Klinger's shot, not Klinger, but Curtis's shot did not hit anything. Raheema Duran will check in, as will Grayson Tan. Tan spelling Isla Bryant. And Raheema will spell Charlie Amick. And now Bertukin will come in and spell Ellie Andrews. So Lou Weaver will bring it up. Lou, wanted to go to Carly Ray. She ends up getting a loose ball, but then gathers it back in. She'll feed to Bertukin. Now cross to Raheema on the left wing. She wants to drive into the key. Turn around. Oh, wants to feed to Grayson Tan. Has to reach out to get it. Then tries to drive that baseline, and say the ball is going to be slapped out of bounds by Marley Curtis. So Lou Weaver will take it out baseline with 10 seconds on the shot clock. 3:06 on the game clock for halftime. We trail 22-9. Lou, long to Raheema. Raheema goes into the key. Ends up getting blocked by Klinger. Loose ball will be picked up then by Curtis. Yeah, Rahima definitely had a height disadvantage there. As Curtis, with Rahima all over her, will feed to Morrill. And feeds to Carroll. Carroll can't handle the ball. Loose ball going to be picked up by Lou Weaver. Coming up the court, goes behind her back. Drives into the key. Feeds Rahima down low. Quickly goes up and drops it home. Nice quick release by Rahima Duran, brought to you by Lou Weaver. We're doubled up at 22-11 as Westran will go up court to Curtis. Curtis coming out on the right wing with Bertukin coming out on her. Now she wants to drive down. Does put it up from about 8 off the side of the rim. No good. Side of the backboard, no good. But Morrell comes down with a loose ball and is able to put it in. Connell getting lots of second chances between Klinger and Morrell as Weaver going to drive into the key. Shoots against traffic. Puts it off the dead part of the rim and will not drop. Rebound Curtis, and we're going to have a timeout with 2:05 to go in the half. And the Lady Hawks trail 24-11 here in Connell. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from Connell right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Out of the 4 games left to us, 5 games left to us, Lady Hawks have 3 winnable games against Waluk IB and here against Connell. Problem is, we're trailing 24-11 as Curtis for Connell. Dribbling to the right, now gives to, that's 32, I don't know who she is, then gave a loose ball down to Morrell. Morrell has to go out of bounds to get it, manages, and sweeps it back in bounds right to Ayala Bryant. Will feed to Bertuk and Duran. Now to Ayala Bryant on the right wing. Now down low to Grace Lantan. Beautiful move to the bucket. Ayala Bryant and Grace Lantan. Great finish by Tan, making it 24-13. As Curtis dribbling on the left. Now I'm going to feed. That's Morrell at the top. Now I'm going to feed on the right. That's the Knifton, who's checked back in. Her pass to Klinger is going to be stolen by Rahima Duran. She's got 3 of them so far. As Lou Weaver will come in, feed on the right wing to Bertukin Duran. Gets a long shot, no good. Charlie comes down with a rebound, feeds to Bertukin again. That's going to be too long. Loose ball is going to be tracked down almost by Rahima as she and Knifton fight under Klinger's leg for the rebound. And we got a jump ball possession of favoring College Place. Carroll will come in and spell Curtis. 32 is Abby Morrell. That was Kaylee Shaw, number 22. Oh, we didn't get the pass in properly. And Carroll's going to steal it and go down the right wing and lay it up and in. Darn it. We're doubled up again, 26-13. As Lou Weaver will bring it up on the right wing to Ayala Bryant with Morrell coming out on her to Grace Lantan, who pulls up for 3. Hello! Grace Lantan with a Hank Warden-Edward-Jones 3. She did not hesitate. She got that ball and took off with it. 26-16, Connell. As Carroll with Rahima. And that, she shoved her off with her elbow. How is that not a charge? Get a grip. Loose ball pass is going to end up being intercepted by Lou Weaver. She's going to drive past Carroll. Oh, but she ended up, we got a foul? Was the ball just lost out of bounds? So let's see. Weaver's going to take it out baseline with 20, pretty much just game clock left. 24 seconds to go as Ayala Bryant will launch a long 3. Loose ball going to be picked up by Rahima. Pulls up Lou Weaver for 3. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Grace Lantan almost goes out of bounds to get the rebound. Can't quite manage it. And it'll be Connell basketball. If we get the lid off the bucket, we can get our way back in this game. But it's 26-16 Connell. 13 seconds to go in the first. And they're going to throw the ball away. And it never does become active. So the Lady Hawks not going to get the ball with 13 seconds to go on the Connell end of the court. See if we can't get this a little closer. So Lou Weaver will take it out at the end of the Connell bench. And the ref having some words with Carroll for some reason. As Weaver and I don't understand. Oh, we ended up having a foul. We ended up having a foul, I guess, away from the ball on Abby Morrell. So that'll be her first personal. So now Weaver will take it out baseline. Still with 13 on the game clock. Down low to Isla Bryant. Lays it up and in. Brought to you by Lou Weaver. 26-18. 5 seconds to go. Carroll comes across the timeline. 3 seconds to go. They're going to call a foul on Rahima. So Rahima will pick up her first foul in over a month. And Carroll will take it out, right in front of me, with 2.1 seconds to go in the half. And goes down. Nope. Pass is going to be tipped, and they're not going to get a shot off. So the Lady Hawks show a little bit of life there late in the second quarter, but they're going to go into the halftime locker room trailing 26-18. We'll be back with a scoring summary and first half breakdown. When we return here from Connell, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live in Connell in halftime, Lady Hawks trail 26-18. So we're trailing by 8 at halftime, and I want to say we've trailed by as much as 14. So made some progress there in the latter part of the second quarter. See if we can maintain that progress then going into the second half, which is pretty much what Connell did to us back when we played in College Place back on December 19th. Here's your unofficial scoring summary for the host Connell Eagles: Abby Morell with 2 points, Molly Curtis with 3 points, Charlotte Zimmer and Emma Westrian each with 4 points, Riley Klinger with 6 points, and Marie Caro leading all scorers on the court with 7 points. In looking at that scoring breakdown, Klinger with 6 points in particular, all of those coming down low, as well as Abby Morell's. One of the things before we get to College Place scoring is second chance opportunities from Connell, getting lots and lots of offensive rebounds. So one of the keys, obviously, in the second half is going to be finding a way to properly box them out. For the Lady Hawks, Carly Ray with 2 points, telling that her 2 point was an excellent pass down her down low that she finished off right away, an important part of our offense that we need to get going more often. Emma Niemeyer, a bank from the left wing in the first quarter, and we desperately needed that, but then she turned her ankle on the next possession, and we have not seen her on the court since. Ayla Bryant and Rahima Duran back for the first time in a month with 4 points apiece. Rahima with 3 steals in the first half. And check this out. Grace Lantan leading all Lady Hawk scorers with 5 points. She also got one of those neat passes down low, and she quick released, got it away in a hurry, and perfect finish. And she also has a three from the top of the arc. And I'll tell you what, she got that ball and turned and shot faster than just about anyone I've seen this year, and it was nothing but net. So I don't know. Maybe we need Kristen Dunn to be shooting more often. But she's leading all Lady Hawk scorers with 5 points. So what went not so well? Well, again, we still got that lid on the bucket sort of thing. Early on in the first half, even the first part of the second quarter, we get the ball down low, unable to finish, and our guards have not been able to score from outside. Our threes, do we have a three? Like, yeah, we do have Emma, and then I mentioned that one from Grayson Tan. But those two are not known for shooting threes. Ellie Andrews, Charlie Amick, Lou Weaver, all over from outside. And in some cases, we've had cases of the ball swirling halfway down and swirling back out. This curse of a lid on the bucket still continues. But if we were to continue, we were finally be get the ball down low to the open open player making the cut, and we're starting to finish those. So if we can continue to do that, we were able to chip into this lead. Like I said, trailing by as much as 14. I think it might have been trailing by as much as 16. We're trailing by 8 now. So we're able to chip into that at the end of the second quarter. If we continue to do that in the second half, like I said, that's what Connell did to us back on December 19th. We might be able to play our way back into this game. And then defensively, got to stop Connell from getting second chance looks. If we rotate quickly enough on the outside, they are not the best to shoot. If they're allowed to set their feet, they can be problematic. They have two threes, one from Marie Carroll and then another from Marley Curtis, both times able to set their feet. If the Eagles can't set their feet, they're not going to score. So if we rotate out as well as box out down low, give them only one look at the bucket on any given possession, and better execute on our own offense, we may yet be able to get back into this, because this potentially has playoff implications, as we'll get to after this break. As we're at halftime here at Connell, the Lady Hawks trail 26-18. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live at Connell, Lady Hawks trail 26-18. I believe they trailed by as much as 16. They now trail by 8. They were cutting into that Connell lead going into the halftime locker room. This game, again, having playoff implications, we're going to get into with the SEAC standings. Zilla continues to hunker atop at 12-0. Wapato at 10-2. Royal at 8-3. Kashmir at 8-4. Natchez Valley in fifth place at 7-4. All those teams would be in the playoffs, as would be sixth place Kiona Benton, our next opponent at home on Friday at 4-8. That leaves this Connell team and us, College Place, right now out in the cold. Connell at 2-10, College Place at 1-10, and then while Luke still unable to get any victories in league play at 0-11. Now the thing is, the top six teams get in. We have games remaining. Here against, we have one half against Connell. We play Kybe on Friday. We'll play Waluke next week. We win all those games, Then we get ourselves to 4-10 and might possibly at least get into a tie with Kybee, which gives us an opportunity to at least get into a tiebreaker and a potential playoff. But if we end up losing tonight, in all likelihood, it's going to be really hard to impossible to catch up. Let's go ahead and take a look at, no, that's next week. We want to look at this week. Other action tonight. Royal is at Waluke. You can pretty much bank on the fact the Knights are going to win that game. Natchez Valley is hosting Cashmere, and Zilla is in Benton City taking on Kybee. Thursday, Royal is going to be at Cashmere. Friday, as mentioned, we're going to be back home hosting Kybee. Natchez Valley will be hosting Zilla, and Waluke will be at Wapato. And we are ready to start the second half as Carroll will inbound to Curtis. And Curtis goes on the right to Knifton. Knifton with Rahima Durand on her goes down low to Klinger, wanting to back down against Ellie Andrews. Does step in between her, and I think Ellie blocked it. But Klinger got her own offensive rebound and again put it away. She has 8 points, six of those all on second looks. Weaver to Bertukin in the corner for three. Bertukin Durand with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Making it 28-21. We now trail by seven, and Lou Weaver is going to just rip off Curtis and drive down the right and lay it up and in. Theft like no other, and suddenly we're down by five, and Bertukin Durand gets a loose ball, and then we unfortunately do an over and back. Oh, so frustrating. And Ayala Bryant knew it. And so Carroll will take it out far sideline. Lady Hawks coming out second quarter a bit with her hair on fire. Long pass ends up going into Klinger, wanting to back down against Andrews. And her shot goes in and out, no good. But man alive, there's Zimmer for another offensive rebound and put back. Those second effort points are killing us. We trail by seven, 30-23. Andrews has the ball on the right wing with Carroll all over her. Pass ends up getting tipped. We're going to go to Rahima. She'll step back for three. And she hits it! Rahima Durand with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, and suddenly we trail by four, 30-26. As they're going to go up court to Carroll, wants to drive past Durand. Bertukin, rather, is going to cut her off. And she now gives to Zimmer, and they're going to call, well, we're going to call a timeout. We're going to call a timeout with 6:31 to go in the third quarter, and suddenly the Lady Hawks trail by 16, down by four. 30-26. Back with more from Connell. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
This is a different College Place team out here in the second half as Carroll puts the ball off of her head, somehow gathers it back in. She'll feed down low to Zimmer. She ends up going against Charlie Amick and can't quite get the footwork right, but she did manage to get Charlie to foul her. Yeah. So Charlie will pick up her first personal, and Zimmer will go to the line for two. Lady Hawks never did get to the line. The Eagles are 3-for-3 as Zimmer put that one off the back of the rim way high and then dropped. 31-26, Connell, 6:24 to go in the third, and she did not manage to rattle that one home. And Rahima Durand will pick up the rebound, and we've got a loose ball foul on Klinger. All right, Klinger will pick up her first personal. So Bertukin will take it out and give to Lou Weaver in an uncontested backcourt, and the redhead will walk it up, lope it up, pulling out, give to Rahima on the left wing. Rahima to Bertukin at the top. Now to went too much of a loft on that pass, and Klinger was able to step into it with Rahima on her. And she gives the pass immediately to Bertukin Durand. But then Bertukin ends up losing it out of bounds. So Klinger will take it out by the scorer's table. Ends up going long to Zimmer, backing down on Charlie Yamick. Puts some nice footwork down and manages to rattle it home. Zimmer with the bucket down low. Getting 8 points. Hawks trail by 7. 33-26. Lou Weaver with Curtis coming out on her. Bounce pass to Charlie Yamick. Then she gets tied up by 2. She then dribbles in. Goes in! Dropped! Oh, man! Drops halfway down and out. But she drew the foul. Getting tired of the lid on the bucket as Charlotte Zimmer will pick up her first personal, and Charlie Amick be the first Lady Hawk to go to the charity stripe tonight and swirls halfway down and out as Bryant will check in and spell Bertuk and Duran. Man, I'm getting tired of the lid on this bucket. It's been tracking this now for 3 games. Charlie's second free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Klinger will come down with a rebound to Curtis. Curtis with Lou Weaver on her. And feeds to Zimmer at the top of the key. One dribble. Now to Caro at the top. Caro one drive past Ayala. Sweeps it away. Caro gathers it back in. Goes on low to Klinger. Backing down against Andrews. Going to be tied up by Charlie Amick, who then goes on the deck, and we're going to call a foul. And they're going to call a tripping foul on Briley Klinger. That'll be her second personal. 5:19 to go in the third. Hawks trail by 7. They cut it down to 4 at one point. They had trailed by as much as 16. As Lou working to the right and feed to Rahima within the key. Kicks it out to Charlie Amick in the corner for 3. And it looked good. Yes, indeed. Charlie Amick with the hand coordinated zone free. Brought to you by Rahima Duran. We're back trailing by 4 as Bryant pokes the ball away from Caro coming up the court out of bounds. As Westrand will check in for Knifeton for Connell. And Caro will take it out right in front of him. She'll feed to Curtis in the backcourt with Lou Weaver all over her. And then they're going to call a reaching foul on Miss Weaver. That'll be her second personal. And so Caro will take it out in front of me again. And she gets it down low to Curtis. And Curtis will now, man, Weaver is just all over her. Zimmer sets a pick for her, so then Curtis will drive down the right block. Shot ends up being no good. Bryant will pick up the loose ball rebound. She'll then scoop to Weaver. Weaver coming up, driving against Caro. Kicks out to Charlie in the corner for 3. And hits it! Charlie on it, 2 for 2! Brings it to within 1 with a hand coordinated Edward Jones 3. 33-32. Connell, Lady Hawks come almost all the way back as Klinger drives to the top. Now to Zimmer. Zimmer then wants to drive and puts up from about 8 feet. Shot ends up being no good. Lou Weaver will come down with the rebound. And she'll come up the left wing with Zimmer in pursuit. She now wants to drive baseline. Oh, put up an outstanding left-handed hook shot. Makes the bucket. Gets fouled. The Lady Hawks have come all the way back. As she got fouled by Carly Carroll. Lou Weaver with her second free bucket of the game. Lady Hawks up 34-33 and the redhead to the line for the and one. Bertuk and Duran will check in for Ellie Andrews. 4:10 to go in the third. Lady Hawks come all the way back. Trail by 16. Up by 2. There's Lou Weaver. It's the and one and we're going to press. Klinger inbound to Curtis. Curtis. With Lou Weaver draped all over her. Now she's going to come up with Lou staying right on top of her. Gets across the timeline. Now dribbling to the right. Now she feeds to Zimmer on the right wing. Wants to drive into the key. Drove past Charlie Amick. And I'm not sure what we're calling. They're going to call a blocking foul on Charlie. And that will be Charlie's second personal. And Zimmer will go to the line for 2. She is 1 for 2 so far tonight. Lady Hawks up 35-33. Had trailed at one point by 16. As Zimmer misses the first. Lady Hawks outscoring Connell here. What is this? 17-7. Here in the third as Zimmer hits the second. And cuts the Lady Hawk lead to 1. 35-34. So Lou Weaver will walk it up. Facing a 2-3 zone on the right wing to Rahima. She'll pull up for 3. Off the front of the rim, no good. Ella Bryant muscles the rebound. She'll feed to Bertukin to Charlie. Fakes the three at the top, drives into the key. Left-handed scoop shot gets blocked out of bounds by Curtis. So Lou Weaver will take it out baseline. Nope, sorry. They're going to give it to Charlie Amick baseline. Charlie to Lou Weaver in the corner with Carroll all over her to Bertukin on the left wing. Westrand coming out on her to Charlie. Can't get the three off. Feed to Bertukin. She'll pull up for three. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Raheem almost comes down with a rebound. It's going to end up being hauled down by Curtis. And we got a reaching foul on Lou Weaver. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that happen right in front of me. I thought you're taking a big risk there, Red. Oh, we're just checking to see who wait, they said that foul was on Bertukin Durand? What? Okay. All right. So Bertukin instead will pick up her third personal, not Lou Weaver. I don't see how that was possible. And then going up court to Carroll. Now stops on the right wing with Bertukin on her. She's going to run out of time if she's not careful. Gets the ball down low to Klinger, trying to back down off of Bryant. Can't finally gets the shot off. Contested. Shot ends up being no good. Zimmer gets the rebound. That putback is no good. And Lou Weaver will come down with the rebound. Lou will come whooping up the left wing. Going to be met by Carroll. Drives into the key. Feeds out to Charlie. Right wing three. Sit it! Charlie Amick, three! Head court, never jumped three. He's in the third quarter. Lady Hawks by four. Raheem Durand steals the inbounds. Goes up court. Tyler O'Brien drives into the key. Scoops in. Yes, he hits it down the right lane. Raheem O'Brien with a fourth steal of the game. Feeds Tyler O'Brien. Lady Hawks by six. 40-34. Klinger has the ball in back court with Bryant on her. Goes up court. Tipped by Durand. And ends up getting loose ball. Oh, nope. It's finally going to be picked up by Carroll. With 16 on the shot, now they go up court, and Weaver's going to get it. Feeds that one to Rahima. Hit it! And you better believe we're going to have a timeout as Rahima Durand, fed by Lou Weaver, has given the Lady Hawks an 8-point lead. 42-34 back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks came out of the halftime locker room with their hair on fire. They have outscored Connell 24-8 in the third quarter. We trailed by 16 at one point in the second quarter. We are now up by 8, 42-34. This is the exact mirror image of what happened to us in College Place. We were completely on top of them after about 1.5 quarters of play, and then Connell is starting to come back. Now we're returning the favor on their home court. Let's hope we can keep it up. 2:20 to go in the third quarter as Westrand will take it out baseline, and the Lady Hawks going to press. So Rahima in front of her. Westrand will give to Klinger. Klinger now up court to Westrand with Rahima all over her. Now she crosses the timeline, going to get tied up, managed to feed to Klinger. Klinger wants to drive into the key. Now she's got to pull up, hand off to Westrand. Westrand with Raheem on her, wanting to dribble in, going to feed to Carroll on the right wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Long rebounds, going to be brought down by Zimmer. Then we get going on the deck, and the ball's going to, nope, we're going to have a jump ball. Hustle by Lou Weaver, and it's going to be a Lady Hawk basketball as Ellie Andrews will check in. And she'll spell Bertukin Durand. And so Ellie will go out far sideline and hand in to Lou Weaver as we're under 2 minutes to go in the third. And it has been all Lady Hawks third quarter. As the redhead goes to Charlie Amick on the left wing. Charlie, with Klinger on her, drives into the key, lost the handle on a dribble. It's going to be lost out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by College Place. How is that possible? Yeah, it's going to get overruled. That's a wretched call. Yeah. So we're, yeah. I was thinking, how on earth was that white ball? Goodness gracious. And this is a ref who, the one who botched that call is one who usually gets it right. The redhead goes down low to Bryant, lays it up and in. That's the second time they pulled that off. As Zimmer takes the ball up court, and they're going to be fouled by Ellie Andrews. But the Lady Hawks up by 10 now, 44-34. And, nope, that's the 15 foul. So with 1:34 to go here in the third quarter, Connell, well, we're both going to be shooting free throws. As Zimmer will go to the line, she is 2 for 4 so far this quarter, and that's what she's had in the game. Is now 3 for 5. She hits the first, getting her lead back to single digits at 44-35. Zimmer, her second free throw off the side of the rim, no good, and Ayala Bryant's going to tip the rebound to herself. Heads up play by the junior. As Weaver goes up court to Charlie Amick, left wing three, off the front of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound, and Zimmer's going to come up with it. She'll hand off to Carroll. Carroll got away with a double dribble, going to feed to Westround. Oh, pass is intercepted by Lou Weaver. Wanted Klinger down low, and Lou just flat out stole it. She then, however, comes up the court, loses her dribble. It's going to be picked up by Carroll. So two possessions, two turnovers. As Carroll will walk it up, shouted by Charlie on the right wing. Now wants to drive in. Charlie's going to cut her off. Feed back out to Westrand. Almost got fouled by Rahima Durand. Rahima playing tough defense tonight. As goes to Zimmer, turns around on Ellie, turn around to Klinger, who managed, nope, bank shot's no good, but Zimmer is there for the offensive rebound and put back. Those second effort buckets, man, they're painful. Lady Hawk lead trimmed to 7 at 44-37, 36 seconds to go in the third. Lou Weaver, left wing Charlie, Klinger coming out on her. Cross court Tyella, pass was too long, can't be having the turnovers. 27 seconds to go in the quarter. Lady Hawks by 7. They've led by as much as 10. Patuk and Duran to check in. And she'll spell Lou Weaver. Give her a little bit of a little additional dose of oxygen before starting the fourth quarter. As Carroll takes the inbounds with Lady Hawks pressing in the backcourt. Now Carroll's going to bring it up with Charlie in pursuit. Charlie's going to end up cutting her off. Pass is stripped by Bryant. Gathers it back in. Going to feed to, that's number 5, then feeds to Klinger. She's got to reach to get it. And feeds out to Carroll on the right wing for 3. Swirls in and out, no good. But somehow Westrand is able to come up with a rebound. And then the ball goes out of bounds. But they're going to say Westrand got fouled by Rahima Durand. That is her second personal. So Westrand will go to the line. Westrand with 4 points. This is her first trip to the line. Lady Hawks by 7, 44-37. Westrand hits the first. Putting our lead to 6. We've led by as much as 10. Connell by as much as 16 in the second quarter. Westrand's second free throw is no good, and Charlie Amick will come down with the rebound. And we're going to have a foul. We're going to the line with 1 second to go in the third quarter. Charlotte Zimmer just would not let Charlie Amick go, and then finally got a piece of her body. Zimmer's going to pick up her third personal, and Charlie's going to go to the line. Charlie, 9 points, 3 bombs all in this quarter. She's 0 for 2 from the line. Oh, but she can make that 1 for 3 as she hit the first. She now has 10 points. Again, all in this quarter. Charlie's second free throw. That's going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Ayala Bryant's going to chase down the rebound, and that will be the end of the third quarter. But the Lady Hawks come roaring back. They lead after 3 quarters of play, 45-38. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Lady Hawks trail 26-18 at halftime. They outscore Connell 27-8 in the third. We lead 45-38 as Carroll has the ball for Connell to start the fourth. Picked up by the Duran sisters. Going to feed to Curtis at the top. Curtis dribbling around. Now she's going to step back for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Klinger tips the rebound. Ultimately going to be picked up by Charlie Amick. And we're going to have a jump ball. Yep. Jump ball with a possession arrow favoring the Lady Hawks. Kiro will loiter a bit in the backcourt, but Lou Weaver will just move forward as then drives past Kiro. Scoop out to Ellie Andrews on the right wing for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Grace Linton skies for the rebound. Feeds Raheema Duran. Puts herself off the bottom of the backboard, no good. She'll feed her sister Patukin, then to Ellie. Now swing her out to Lou. Now we're going to start the offense again. 7:30 to go in the game. Left wing Raheema. Left corner, Ellie. Ellie dribbling to the top. Now to Bertukin at the top. Bertukin. No, Galston low to Lou Weaver, and they're going to say she got fouled on the, or do we have, nope, yeah, we do have a foul. Foul's going to be on Marie Caro. That'll be her third personal. So we'll get a fresh 30, which we will should use as much as we can of, as Lou Weaver will take it out baseline. Lou to Grace Linton on the left wing. She then dribbles into the key. Oh, my goodness. Puts it outside of the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound, then has it stolen by Carroll. Coming up the court with Raheema in hot pursuit, and she's going to cause her to pull back out. Man, Raheema's got some wheels on tonight as Curtis has the ball at the top. Curtis thinks three, and pass is going to be tipped by Durand. Carroll gathers it back in, dribbles into the key. Pass is going to be tipped, stolen by Ellie Andrews, picked up by Lou Weaver. She'll drive past Klinger. Lou coming up the court, feed to a driving Grace Linton, lays it up and in! Lou Weaver with the dime to Grace Linton. Great finish. Lady Hawks back up by nine as Zimmer gets the ball down low against Ellie Andrews and manages to bank it home. Zimmer getting her buckets here in the second half. Lady Hawks still by seven, 47-40. 6:24 to go in the game. Grace Linton on the left wing. Feeds to driving Lou Weaver. Oh, it's going to be then stripped by Zimmer. As Zimmer will feed Caro in the backcourt. Caro coming up the right. Now at the top, she'll step, pull up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Klinger and Ton end up tying up for the rebound. It's going to end up going on the deck. We got a foul. Foul is on number four. That is either Caro or Grace Linton. I guess that foul is going to be on Ton. That'll be her first personal. As Bryant will spell Raheema Durand. As Westrand will take it out baseline. She'll feed to Curtis on the right wing to Caro at the top for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Westrand. Goes up off the bottom of the backboard, no good, and then the ball is going to go out of bounds. 5:55 to go in the game. Lady Hawks by 7, 47-40. Really in a must-win game. Right wing Bryant fakes the three, drives in, feeds to Durand from about 6 feet, ends up being no good, and Klinger will come down with the rebound. She manages to get loose. Comes up court, brings it across the timeline, feed to Curtis on the right wing. Wants to drive in against Bryant, then end up getting tied up. Ball ends up being on the deck. Who's going to come up with it? Zimmer is going to drive baseline, and she's it. No, can't get the lay-in. Then loose ball is going to be picked up by Lou Weaver. She's coming up the left wing. She's got Grace Linton with her, and she's going to have to pull back out. Now dribbling in against Euro, steps in, puts it off the side of the rim. No good. Ellie Andrews, nope, it's going to go on the deck. Who wants it? Lou Weaver's going to come up with it, muscles it away. Oh, we got a jump ball. Terrible call. Terrible call. 5:10 to go in the game. It's going to be Connell basketball. Lady Hawks by 7, 47-40. And the Lady Hawks going to press. And they get it in close to Caro, who got away with the travel. And then if the ball's going to end up going out of bounds, they're going to stay for Tukin Duran. That's, I don't know. A judgment call, because it could have been off either, as Westerham will feed to Caro in the backcourt. Coming up on 5 minutes to go. Caro tries to drive past Bertukin. It's going to be picked up, stolen by Lou Weaver. Theft again by the redhead. She's going to come up, drive past Curtis. She'll scoop off to Bryant. Now to Ellie Andrews on the right wing for three. That's going to be short. Off the front of the rim, no good. Long rebound tracked down by Westrand. Ellie Andrews in pursuit. She'll feed up to Curtis. Curtis, then to Carroll. She's at the top for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound. Carroll's going to get her own long rebound. Drives into the key. Then got blocked by Grayson Tom, but they're going to say she committed a foul. Grayson will pick up her second personal. That was wise defense on her part. And Caro will go to the line for two. She's not gone to the line yet today, as Charlie Amick and Rahima Duran getting ready to check back in. Caro, 4:33 to go. Lady Hawks by seven. Make that six as Caro hits the first. Ellie Andrews and Lou Weaver are going to get a breather. Expect the redhead to come back. Lady Hawks are led by 10. It's got trimmed to 6. Caro's second free throw swirls home. Lady Hawks by 5, 47-42. As Bertukin will walk it up. She's going to be met center circle by Zimmer. Now going to feed to Grayson Ton. Driving against Caro. Still driving in. Now dribbles back out. Now to Bryant on the right wing. Bryant now wants to drive in, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. I believe on Caro. Yeah, yes, indeed. That will be on Marie Kayabas-Terrell. That is her fourth personal foul. So it might be well advised to drive against her, as Bryant will take it out baseline. Oh, man, she's got Grayson Ton. Go down. Oh, she left without the ball. Picked up the loose ball, came back with it. Goes back up court to Bertukin Duran. Bertukin on the left wing to Rahima. Rahima back to Bertukin at the top. She had the three. She had the three, but she had the yips. So on the right wing now to Bryant. Bryant head fakes. Feeds out to Charlie. Drives in back to Ayala from 12. Off the front of the rim, no good. Gets her own long rebound. Ends up going out of bounds. Under 4 minutes to go. Hawks by 5. 47-42. All right. Lou Weaver's got her 0-2 back. They're checking her in as Caro is going to be stolen by Ella Bryant. Walk right behind her. Feed Charlie Amick. Lays it up and in. Ella Bryant with a steal. Pass to Charlie Amick in the bucket. Lady Hawks back up by seven. Caro with the ball in the backcourt is going to be fouled by Grayson Ton. Grayson picked up three fouls here in the fourth quarter. She has three. As also checking in now is going to be, who is this? This is Callie Jenks, whom we have not yet seen for Connell. As Ton will go to the bench, and Lou Weaver will take her spot. So Westrand will take it out in front of Ellie Andrews on the bench. She'll feed to Curtis in the backcourt. Curtis driving up with Charlie all over her. Curtis still driving now to Jenks on the right wing. Jenks go down low to Klinger. It's going to get tied up by Ella Bryant. We got another jump ball. Ella Bryant with the hustle, and that is Lady Hawk basketball. College Place 49, Connell 42, and we're going to have a timeout with 3:25 to go in the game. Back with more from Connell. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk basketball in a must-win game on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hawks at one point in the second quarter trailed by 16 points. At the halftime locker room, they trailed by 8, 26-18. They outscored Connell 27-8 in the third quarter, one of the most lopsided quarters we've seen thus far this year. And the Lady Hawks led by as much as 10. They currently lead by 7, 49-42. And we have the basketball with 3:25 to go in the game. Bryant will take it out baseline. And the Eagles going to press as Bertuk and Duran takes the ball quickly, goes up court to Lou Weaver, and we cross the timeline. And now she's going to pull back and try and get some half-court offense going here. She goes to Rahima on the right wing. Rahima, one dribble, goes down low to Bryant, kicks out to Bertuk, and she'll pull up for three. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound going to be chased down by Westrand. Then goes up court, almost has it stolen, but Curtis manages to gather it back in. On the left wing to Zimmer. Head fakes, drives the baseline. Got blocked by Rahima Durand. Bertuk and Durand. Are you kidding me? And Bertuk and laughing to herself. As that ball goes out of bounds. Yeah, man, that great block. As Westrand will take it out baseline with 20 on the shot clock. Oh, that's good. Low to Zimmer. Goes too far, but Jenks will chase it down. Jenks got away with the travel. Now she's out center circle. Almost has it stolen by Rahima. Instead, going to feed to Curtis. Gets cut off by Charlie. As Carroll with four fouls is going to check in. Give back to Jenks. Jenks with three on the shot clock. They're not going to get the shot off. Finally, Jenks gets off a contested shot that gets nothing. And the Hawks harass Connell into a shot clock violation. 2:35 to go in the game. Hawks by seven. 49-42. Connell will press. We had no trouble solving it on the last possession. And gets it into Weaver. Weaver now to Bryant, who's quickly going to come up the left wing with Klinger in pursuit. Now she'll feed to Bertuchen. Oh, she has the shot at 12, but she's got the yips. Oh, man. To Bryant at the top. Bryant coming up on 2:20 to go. Has the ball tipped away. Gathers it back in. 12 on the shot clock. Now she wants to drive in. Gets past the defense, but her shot goes in and out. No good. Jenks will come down with the rebound. And Jenks coming up the left wing with Rahima in pursuit. Got away with the carry. Going to feed to Zimmer from about 15. Barely off the front of the rim. But Klinger is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Carroll comes down with the rebound. Goes up. And they're going to call a foul. Carroll went over the back to get that rebound. She should have fouled out. But instead, they're going to call that on Bertuk and Duran, who picks up her fourth personal. And so Carroll will go to the line. She is 2 for 2. 8 points is Carroll. Under 2 minutes to go. Hawks by seven. Carroll puts that off the front of the rim. No good. As Grayson Tan will spell Bertuk and Duran, who's out there riding with four fouls. Oh, no. I take that back. She's going to spell Bryant. So Bertuk will keep riding. So Carroll, given a second chance. Lady Hawks by seven. Carroll. Ooh, Rahima. Yeah, well, Rahima did a lane violation, but she made the bucket, making it moot. As Bertuchen goes up court to Grayson Tan. Going to get tied up. Feed back to Bertuchen. Bertuchen. Yeah, should be taking your time with things to Rahima on the right wing. Rahima driving past Jenks. Has the ball stolen by Carroll. With Charlie Amick in pursuit. Carroll's lane is too strong. But Klinger is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Jenks almost comes down with a loose ball. Then it comes Lou Weaver. Finally, Zimmer's going to come up with it. Zimmer to Curtis for three. Swings in and out, no good. And tip rebound going to be brought down by Bertuk and Duran. And Duran dribbling in the backcourt. Now going up court to Grayson Tana. We're going to have a timeout with 1:15 to go in the game. Lady Hawks lead by six, 49-43. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Lady Hawks have three winnable games. IB Friday, Walut next week, and tonight here against Connell. We trailed by 16. We came all the way back in the fourth quarter. Carroll fouled Bertuchen. How is that not a foul? Wretched, stinking non-call. As Carroll goes the length of the court, lays it up and in, and cuts the lead to four. As Weaver then gets fouled in the backcourt. Again, there's no call. This is ridiculous. And then they turn around and call a foul on Bertuchen Duran. Terrible, terrible reffing. Terrible, terrible. Wretched, stinking, awful. awful, awful roughing. There were two fouls committed, both by Connell. Instead, they call a ghost foul on Bertukin Duran. She will foul out. Ellie Andrews will check in. Marie Cairo will shoot two free throws. She's 3 for 4, and if Connell wins this game, I'm going on the air and blaming the refs. They made two awful non-calls there. 1:03 to go as Caro misses the first. Lady Hawks by 4, 49-45. There were two backcourt fouls, clear body fouls, and they did not call them. Then they call a ghost foul on Bertukin Duran, and she fouls out. Caro's second free throw is good. Lady Hawks by 3. And they're going to press the inbound. They're going to quick to Grayson Todd. No, sorry. That is Charlie. Going to go down. Ball ends up being picked up by Zimmer, who then gets tied up by Rahima Duran. We better have a jump ball. Thank you very much. Possession now favoring College Place. 29 on the shot clock, 55 on the game clock. Lady Hawks by 3, 49-46. So Lou Weaver will take it out baseline. Bertukin Duran fouled out with 3 points. So the redhead down low to Charlie Amick goes up, got fouled, no call. Got her on a rebound. That putback is no good. Jenks will come down with the rebound. And we're going to have a timeout with 47 seconds to go in the game. Lady Hawks lead by 3, 49-46. Connell will have the ball when we return. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
As mentioned earlier, the Lady Hawks in a must-win situation if they want to get into playoffs, and they've got 3 potentially winnable games against Kybee, Waluke, and here against Connell. In the second quarter, we trailed by 16, chipped away, made it 8 at halftime, outscore Connell, 27-8 in the third quarter, lead by 7 at the end of 3, led by as much as 10. We now lead by 3. 2 possessions ago, we were trying to break a press, got body fouled twice, no call. And then we get a ghost foul called on Bertukin Duran, who fouls out. That led to 1 free throw point, but more importantly, deprived us of a possession. And now Connell has the basketball with the Lady Hawks pressing. Caro inbound to Klinger. Back to Caro. Caro, who's out there riding with 4 fouls. Drive past Ellie Andrews. Drives down the left wing. Turn around, feed out to Curtis. Left wing 3. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rahima Duran chases down the rebound, and she's going to get fouled coming up the court by Jenks. Okay, yeah, I was going to say emotion number 1, but they don't have one. 33 seconds to go. Lady Hawks have the basketball. We're going to have a timeout again. Lady Hawks lead by 3. 33 seconds left. Back in 30 seconds from Connell. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Lady Hawks by 3, 33.6 seconds to go. We have the basketball for our sideline. The Eagles will press. As Ayala Bryant takes it out sideline, gives deep in the backcourt to Lou Weaver. As Marley Curtis will immediately foul her and send Lou Weaver to the line. Lou with 5 points, all in the third quarter. Oh, no, not to the line. I beg your pardon. We're too early for that. But we will be now. 31 seconds to go. As Brian will try and again gives back to Lou Weaver. Again going to get fouled by Curtis. And now Weaver's going to go to the line. So Curtis picking up her third personal, that's what I thought. Yeah. So Weaver's 1 for 1. 30.3 seconds to go. Lady Hawks by three. 49-46. The redhead. Boom. That's a huge free throw right there. Lady Hawks by four. 50-46. Lou's second free throw. Boom. Lady Hawks by five. Here we go. As Jenks will come up the court. Jenks with Raheem on her, crosses the timeline, cheating a bit to the right. Jenks now to Curtis on the right wing, can't get the three off. Feeds to Carroll on the right corner, she'll pull up for three. That's off the top of the backboard and out of bounds. 17 seconds to go, College Place basketball. Lady Hawks by 5, 51-46. You better believe the Eagles going to press. And so Brian will take it out baseline. Brian, in close to Lou Weaver. She's going to come driving up the court. Slips through everywhere. Now we got a three-on-one fast break. Now she's simply going to pull up. And she's going to end up getting fouled by Curtis again. Curtis suddenly picking up her fourth personal foul. And Lou Weaver to the line again. Lou Weaver, three for three from the line. 9.3 seconds to go. Lady Hawks by five. The redhead. Money. 52-46 College Place. And you'd think I had fun calling this game. You'd better believe it. She misses that one. Klinger will come down with the rebound. 7 seconds to go. Curtis coming up to Zimmer. Drives right lane. Backs down against Charlie Amick. And they're going to call Charlie for a foul. And Charlie will pick up her third personal. That will send Zimmer to the line. Zimmer is 3 for 6 so far. She had a pretty big third quarter, but 2.8 seconds to go. Lady Hawks by six. And Zimmer doesn't get any closer. She puts it off the back of the rim. No good. Lady Hawks should go to 2-10, and they'll move into seventh place as Connell will go to 2-11 as Zimmer does hit the second. And they give the ball to Lou Weaver, and they're going to call a jump ball, but they're going to say the clock expired. We are done. The Lady Hawks finally get that second league win. They move into seventh place. They beat Connell on the road up here in Connell, 52-47. We'll be back with what Rick Riz used to call the happy totals. We'll be back with more from Connell. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Lady Hawks come up here to Connell in more or less in a must-win situation if they want to try and play themselves into any hope for playoff contention. with three arguable winnable games remaining here in this season. Waluke next week, Kybee on Friday, and then Connell tonight. And during the first half, it did not look like things were going to turn our way whatsoever. At one point, we trailed Connell in the second quarter by 16 points, but then we came alive in the latter part of the second quarter, found some offense down low, and the Lady Hawks cut the deficit to 8 points at 26-18 at halftime. Then the Lady Hawks came out in the third quarter with their hair on fire. Charlie Amick, 10 points alone in the third quarter. Three bombs. They outscored the Eagles 27-8 in the third quarter to open as much as a 10-point lead. That got shaved to as much as three, but they never relinquished that lead after they got it back early in the third quarter. And they end up pulling out of Connell with the road win over the Eagles 52-47. That moves college plays from 8th to 7th as the Lady Hawks are going to move to 2-10. Connell's going to move to 2-11. So that puts the Lady Hawks on their own here in 7th place. Next, they got to try and catch Kybee. Kybee, unfortunately, 4-8. They are two games ahead of us, but again, we have the opportunity to potentially win our way into this, and Kybee, I think, has a more difficult schedule than we do here on out. Let's go ahead and take a look at your unofficial scoring summary for the host Connell Eagles. Abby Morrell with 2 points. Marley Curtis with 3 points. Emma Westrand with 5 points. Bradley Klinger with 8 points. Marie Caro with 13 points. And Charlotte Zimmer getting all sorts of second looks down low. She ends up leading all scorers on the court with 16 points. For the Lady Hawks, Carly Ray with 2 points. Patukin Duran and Emma Niemeyer both with 3 points. Emma turned her ankle in about midway through the first quarter, and we did not end up seeing her again. Ayala Bryant with 8 points. Raheema Duran, her first game back in over a month. 4 steals, 9 points. Lou Weaver playing at full strength. She had 9 points. I failed to mention Ayala Bryant also picking up 8 points. Charlie Amick leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 12 points, all of those coming in the second half. 10 of those coming in that just red hot, hair on fire third quarter. One of the most dominating quarters seen the Lady Hawks play all season. So, Lady Hawks get the win on the road. They're going to return home on Friday, and they're going to host Kybee. You know, in a game that could potentially also be won. And it's, I mean, we had a must-win game tonight. It looked bad. We pulled it off. Going to be facing another must-win situation coming up Friday at Kybee. That tip-off slated 5:45 Friday afternoon. We will see you there. Once again, your final from Connell. Lady Hawks 52, Connell 47. Next broadcast Friday at 5:45. But don't change that dial, as they say in old-time radio. The boys coming up next. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.